sabab de zare vkrare kana na 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 bamoch mazen yellem ballaw metsnanat no bilen dastemarkin bantaw mikreje bantaw astekenkin እሱን ዳለው ያሎሬቱ ሞትም ይሞት የታባቱ በሞት ክላይ ፎክረበት በዳንኪራ ተነሳለህ ከኔ ጋራ ተነሳለህ ከኔ ጋራ
ማሃያ በያባ ሃያ በዬ አልሞት ማብዬ ማሃያ በያባ ማሃያ በያባ haya biye ani allo happye
na 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 na
This is CITR on 101.9 FM. You're listening to Teddy on Teddy Afro on Shukshukta Radio here, and a very well-known musician. I love this song. I'm coming to recognize a lot of the well-known Ethiopian pop. It almost has a bit of a reggae beat, right?
Yeah, the reggae beat. This is a famous play. Now he's in jail without nothing.
Wrongly accused. You're telling me about this case. So you've been listening to Shukshukta Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. And anything to tell us about coming up in the Ethiopian community?
Yes, yes.
I know you celebrate Orthodox. Like your Christmas is another date, right?
Like,
because it's Orthodox Christianity.
Yeah, exactly. So December 7, maybe we have party January 10th. And then we have party January 10th. Singers coming over from...
Seattle?
No, from Calgary.
Oh, great.
Other one is we have December 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a DJ party, Ethiopians.
Excellent. Where is that? And is that open to everyone?
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. All the time our door is open for everybody. So
excellent.
This one is the... I can't... the address is here.
Okay.
This is 7435 Edmund Street.
7435 Edmund
Street. Burnaby.
In Burnaby. Yes. And what exactly is going to happen on December 27th?
We have a DJ, like music and drink. You know, you have fun.
Great.
They get together.
So musicians that you're bringing in from Calgary?
Not this one. This is only for
local.
By DJ, yeah, local.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. But Ethiopian music, of course.
Oh, yeah, Ethiopian.
Excellent.
And if you want a salsa and Kenyan,
I love the mix. Ethiopian, Amharic music, and salsa.
You know salsa.
That works. Yeah. They're both beautiful forms of music.
I know. You know, it's every day you come because of me.
That's right. Of course. So we're transitioning into Kol Noredi. I'm your host for this radio show that airs every Sunday, 11 to 12 in the morning, 11 to 12 noon. And Kol Noredi means nomadic voice in Hebrew. And it features music from all over the world. But today, specifically, we're going to focus on three particular beautiful spots on this planet. We're going to begin with music from Peru, and then move on into Cuba, and then way across the oceans into Israel. We're going to begin with Chabuca Granda, one of the legends of Peruvian music, and I'll tell you a little bit about her, but first, let's listen. So you're listening to Kol Noredi here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is a very famous song about the flower of the cinnamon. Enjoy.
So nice. ¶¶
Déjame que te cuente, limeña. Déjame que te diga la gloria del ensueño que evoca la memoria del viejo puente del río y la Alameda. Déjame que te cuente, limeña, ahora que aún perfuma el recuerdo, ahora que aún se mece en un sueño el viejo puente, el río y la Alameda.
Jazmines en el pelo y rosas en la cara airosa caminaba la flor de la canela, derramaba lisura y a su paso dejaba aromas de mixtura que en el pecho llevaba. Del puente a la Alameda, menudo pie la lleva por la vereda que se estremece al ritmo de su cadera. Recogía la risa de la brisa del río y al viento la lanzaba del puente a la Alameda.
Déjame que te cuente, limeña.
Ay, deja que él te diga, morena, mi pensamiento.
A ver si así despiertas
del sueño que entretiene, morena, tu sentimiento.
Aspira de la lisura que da la flor de canela, adórnala con jazmines matizando su hermosura. Alfombra de nuevo el puente y engalana la Alameda, que el río acompasará su paso por la vereda.
Y recuerda que...
Recordamos todos, Chabuca, que te queremos muchísimo y que además eres el alma, el símbolo y representa todo lo que es Perú para los argentinos.
Tan bello. Y recuerda que jazmines en el pelo y rosas en la cara airosa caminaba la flor de la canela, derramaba lisura y a su paso dejaba aromas de mixtura que en el pecho llevaba.
Del puente a la Alameda, menudo pie la lleva por la vereda que se estremece al ritmo de su cadera. Recogía la risa de la brisa del río y al viento la lanzaba.
Del puente a la Alameda.
Chabuca Granda, whose real name was Maria Isabel Granda Larco, but better known as Chabuca Granda. She was a Peruvian singer and composer, and she created and interpreted a vast number of criollo waltzes with Afro-Peruvian rhythms. This is her best known song, called La Flor de la Canela, the cinnamon flower. She was born in a copper mining area in the region of Apurimac. She began singing at the age of 12 in San Isidro. And at this age, she sang as a soprano in schools. But she wasn't well known until after her divorce, a scandal in contemporary Lima's conservative Catholic society. Early in her career, her work was expressive and picturesque, evoking the romantic and beautiful neighborhood of Barranco in Lima, with its grand French houses with impressive entrances and winter gardens. Some of her most famous songs from this period are Lima de Veras, La Flor de la Canela, and many others. And she broke the conventional rhythmic structure of the waltz. Later broke convention with her poetic cadences as well. And towards the end of her career, she started incorporating Afro-Peruvian rhythms into her work. Afro-Peruvian music, while popular, was not considered high art due to the prevalent racism and devaluation of Afro-Peruvian culture in Peru. Chabuca masterfully blended the suggestive and colorful rhythms into her work, enriching Peruvian popular music. She passed away in 1983, and her voice and her compositions are known far from the borders of her country. Her popularity has introduced the world to the fine and sensitive character of Peruvian music. So what I just played from was, again, La Flor de la Canela, and she was singing a duet there with Chavela Vargas and his very baritone voice there. She has such a gorgeous, deep, and rich voice. So that's Chabuca Granda from Peru. We're going to move on to another legendary female singers from Peru. This is Susana Baca. Very, very different approach to her singing, very different voice, very different music altogether, but nonetheless completely vital to Peruvian culture and music in the same way. So this is Susana Baca. You're listening to Kol Noredi here on CITR.
Como duele el esmero. duele el esmero, como duele el esmero, como duele.
That was, again, Chabuca Granda with a song called Violines del Perú. And before, we were listening to Susana Baca. Susana Baca is a prominent Peruvian singer, also of Afro-Peruvian descent. She's been a key figure in the revival of Afro-Peruvian music within Peru, which, like the culture that produced it, had previously been little recognized, but which is now regarded as an important part of Peruvian culture. Susana Baca has contributed much to its international popularity, which began in about 1995 with the release of the compilation CD, The Soul of Black Peru, which I will incidentally play from. I have that. It's a beautiful, beautiful album. The album, which features the Baca song Maria Lando, was released by the Luaca Bop record label, belongs to the ex-Talking Heads guy, David Byrne. interestingly. So again, that was Susana Baca. She grew up in a coastal fishing village in a district of the Lima province of Peru. Her music is a mixture of traditional and contemporary, and her backing band features indigenous Peruvian instruments like the cajon, which is like a wooden box, whose origins lie in an upturned fruit crate, a guapeo, which is a clay pot, and a quijada, which is a jawbone of a burro, and as well as an acoustic guitar and a double bass. And anyways, there's loads to tell about her music. We'll just play some more next week. But I'd like to play one more piece here. Music from Peru, but a little bit different. This is a piece from an album called Nova Lima, which is basically Afro-Peruvian music that has been redone in interesting ways, some of which is kind of electronified. Some works better than other. Some pieces work better than others. But overall, it's a very interesting album. And it's basically... basically, there's influences from the Argentine tango, Brazilian bossa nova, Colombian cumbia. But basically, the main inspiration here with this album is Afro-Peruvian music, the rootsy folklore of Peru. And the sounds were made famous in the country by, of course, Susana Baca. The collective is Nova Lima again. There are four members who live in different corners of the world and have been successful in creating yet another Latintronica subgenre. And, I'll let you see what you think of it. Their most inspired idea was to include guest spots by seminal artists from the Afro-Peruvian field, such as singer Lucila Campos. Afro manages to be comfortingly authentic and playfully innovative at the same time. Let's see what you think. This is a track from Nova Lima. And pay attention to the gorgeous cajon beats there. This is Col Nodadi here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Guarda los palitos, pañal algodón negrito, guarda los palitos, que con la muñiga pronto van a arder, que con la muñiga pronto van a arder. Palitos, pañal algodón negrito, guarda los palitos, que con la muñiga pronto van a arder, que con la muñiga pronto van a arder. Cansado termina la faena del campo, cansado termina la faena del campo, pero muy contento se va para el campo, pero muy contento se va para el campo. Ay, negro se pone guarapo cuando toma chingo. Negro se pone sabroso cuando toma chinchiví. Chinchiví lo hace reír.
Chinchiví lo hace gozar.
Chinchiví lo hace reír. pone sabroso cuando toma chinchiví. Chinchiví lo hace reír.
That was from Nova Lima, a really cool album, group album. This is, I believe, one of their few albums out. Okay. That was a set of music from Peru, very diverse selections there. We heard from Chabuca Granda and Vargas, Chavela Vargas. We listened to Susana Baca, and now a piece from Nova Lima, which is very contemporary stuff, kind of electronified, definitely worth a listen. And onwards into Cuba. This is some music from a group called Cuba Libre. Enjoy. This is Col Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM.
mira, no me llores más.
No me llores, no me llores más.
Cosita rica, mira que me vas a matar.
No me llores, no me llores más.
Mi amor, mamá.
Acechado en el abandono, aunque ya han muerto todas mis ilusiones, en vez de maldecirte con justo encono, en mis sueños te colmo, en mis sueños te colmo de bendiciones. Sufro la inmensa pena de tu extravío, siento el dolor profundo de tu partida, y lloro sin que sepas que el llanto mío tiene lágrimas negras como mi vida. Pena de tu extravío, siento el dolor profundo de tu partida, y lloro sin que sepas que el llanto mío tiene lágrimas negras como mi vida.
Tú me quieres dejar, yo no quiero sufrir, contigo me voy, mi santa, aunque me cueste morir. Aunque me cueste morir.
adoro con devoción, con uno que coma estas son las cosas del amor.
Tú me quieres dejar, yo no quiero sufrir. Contigo me voy, mi santa, aunque me cueste morir.
That was from an album called Café Cubano. That was Lágrimas Negras. I hope I'm pronouncing these names correctly. Ignacio Carrillo. And this has been a set of music from Cuba before we're listening to a track from Cuba Libre. And now onwards, this is El Campesino Prodigio from a group called Septeto Habanero. You're listening to Col Nona D here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Mayarín. puesto voy para Mayarín. De Alto Centro voy para Macané, llego a puesto voy para Mayarín. De Alto Cedro voy para Macané, llego a Puerto voy para Mayarín. De Alto Cedro voy para Macané, llego a Puerto voy para Mayarín.
What a beautiful version of Chan Chan. It's a son composition by Cuban bandleader Compay Segundo, revolving around two central characters, Juanica and Chan Chan. The song was one of Compay's last compositions and was written in 1987. You may have heard several versions of that piece. It's become wildly popular. That was due to the Buena Vista Social Club, which did their own version of it. It was recorded by Segundo himself various times, as well as by many other Latin artists, including Buena Vista Social Club, Eliades Ochoa, and Ibrahim Ferrer as solo. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece, especially those trumpets, which are just gorgeous there. Now onwards, my gosh, this hour just rushes along. I had so much more to play, but in any case, we'll just I'll give you a taste of what I had planned for this last set here. A few very transporting pieces from Israel. These pieces are very contemporary. This first song that I'm going to play is one of my favorite Israeli pop songs. Actually came out in 2004. This is Shote HaNevuah, which means the Fools of Prophecy. They were an Israeli musical group, and they were selected as Band of the Year in 2005. Their music has been described as a fusion of kind of dub reggae with hip-hop and dance music, but it's so much more than that. You'll hear together this piece that I'm going to play with these children's voices, and there's something almost prophetic sounding about this piece. There's always a sort of Eastern Mediterranean flavor, of course, underlying it all. The band toured the U.S. actually in 2005, performing at major universities. Unfortunately, they broke up in August of 2007, but nonetheless, we still have their beautiful music. So this is from an album called Mechapsim et Dorot. This is a song called Ein Ani. You're listening to Kol Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Shote HaNevuah.
Thank you. יהיה בסוף ימי, שכל החבר'ה ידברו עליי, יגידו שהייתי עין עיניי, עין עיניי, לישון עצום, לישון עקניי. ללא רגשות אשם ובלי אבל.
Wow, one of the most beautiful and soothing songs in Hebrew that I've heard, but there's so much of it. It's soothing and it's gorgeous, but it's also danceable and really rhythmic, and that's what I love about it. Even if you don't speak or understand Hebrew, I think that they are just so, I don't know, they're so intense in an amazing way. They're very emotional. Somehow they're very accessible, even if you don't know the language at all. Specifically, this album, I think, is so strong. This is Mechapsim et Dorot, looking for, searching for the generations. So that is Shotei HaNevuah, the Fools of Prophecy. And we're going to end off here with arguably one of my favorite five songs in the universe. And I play it sparingly because it's just almost sacred. It's Idan Reichel, the Idan Reichel Project. Idan Reichel is an Israeli singer, songwriter, and musician, widely acclaimed for his collaboration, the Idan Reichel Project. Distinctive for its fusion of electronics, traditional Hebrew texts, and Ethiopian music, as well as Yemenite chanting. It's quite beautiful. Prior to this project, he was a keyboardist and collaborated with various pop artists in the country. But this, I'd say Idan Reichel is probably the artist that became most well-known all over the world, really broke into the Ethiopian, into the international scene. And I said Ethiopian because his music and their music is so heavily inspired by Ethiopian, traditional Ethiopian music, and the Jewish Ethiopian experience in Israel. So this is a beautiful love song called Boyi, and we're going to end off with this. Thank you for listening to another week of Kol Noredi, and thank you for calling in to those callers, especially Cesar. Thank you. It was so nice to hear from you. And enjoy this last piece. It's one of my favorites, and see you next Sunday at 11 o'clock. Enjoy.
Stamatali, Beggy, so. Stachotings, such a text away.